Hello, football fans. My voice just broke there, didn't it? Oh well, not to worry. Damn, puberty's killing me. It's the Soccer Central podcast. I'm James Sharman, joined by a couple of other prepubescent idiots, Brendan Dunlop and Thomas Dobby.
I think the audience would disagree with you. We've matured into mildly respectable human beings.
We're probably prepubescent.
What's that?
When you met us, we were probably
prepubescent. You were actually, yeah, you were. Actually, it's funny, actually, I should just, before we go any further, and I don't want you to be upset by this, B.
Oh, boy.
But I was in makeup this week on the show. I was talking to Corinne, our makeup girl, and we're talking about age in general and yada, yada, yada. You know, we're both around the same age. And she mentioned to me that she was talking to you and asked you the question, are you still in your 30s?
Right. Implying that because of my consistent gray hair that I must be old.
She thought you might be 40.
That's amazing. Amazing. Jeez. Did he weep?
Yeah, I'm surprised I never told you that story. No, she was quite embarrassed by it. And then she realized what she'd asked and thought, no, it's just, you know, you're so mature. And I guess I just assume everyone's my age. I don't know if she actually thought I was 40, but
she swore. She made me swear that I wouldn't tell you.
I love that you did it on
her. She knows you're 19, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Good.
21 now.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Time's a flying.
We should get on track here before this thing goes off the rails as usual. I'm off Europa League duty today. We won't go into too much depth. You didn't watch the games. But the one result that stood out, of course, was Wolfsburg, the great Wolfsburg, the exciting Wolfsburg, being shellacked 4-1 by Napoli on Rafa Benitez's 55th birthday.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Didn't see that coming. So he's only 15 years older than punters.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. Good day for the Italian teams, as I looked at live scores just before we came in here. Yeah,
Fiorentina
late goal.
Late goal, yep. Played well in that game.
Our buddy Dom will be happy. Could be two Italian clubs in the semis if things go to plan.
Boy, oh boy. That'll help the coefficients maybe get another spot back. Who would they take that away from? Probably Portugal.
Yeah, Dynamo Kiev. Not great for Ukraine, but Dnipro
draw
at Bruges, 0-0.
It's called Brugge, apparently.
Is it?
Really?
See, I thought it was Bruges. I've always said Bruges. In Bruges, right. Brugge. But I heard it today by a commentator who's probably smarter than all of us. It said Brugge.
Really?
So if there's any Belgian people out there, tell us.
Maybe he's putting it on.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Two Gs. Bruges usually has one G, doesn't it? But the club Brugge has two Gs.
Yeah.
Is it Naples?
But it's in Bruges,
Napoli,
right?
Naples thing.
Yeah, but it's in Bruges. So Brugge in Bruges.
Maybe in Flemish it's Brugge. In everything else,
Marseille, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, tomato, tomato, yeah. Exactly. Well, let's get to the Champions League, shall we? We'll start with the first game on Tuesday that we covered in depth was Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. 0-0. It wasn't a classic, but it was enjoyable, I thought. And if not for Jan Oblak's heroics in the first
half. He's fantastic.
Atletico would have been pounded, right? Fair assumption?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they had their chances and whatnot, but you know what? You expected a cagey match like this, and it was a bit more open than I thought it was going to be actually between these two. And I think that I don't think Atletico is going to be overly upset by that result. I mean, that's decent. And to not give up the away goal, they know Real well. They've played them well over the last 12 months, although, you know, despite losing the Champions League final.
They played well in that game as well.
They played well in that game and had them to the end. They played them well in the Copa del Rey. They played them well in the league. And I think that Atletico still fancy themselves to have every shot to get through despite, you know, not scoring at home.
You have the best memory of all of us here. Did Atletico not leave home with a scoreless draw against Chelsea and then go to the bridge and win to book their tickets to the final last year?
Yeah, they did. And they won, 3-1 away, I believe it was.
You know, if they play as defensively sound as they did this past week away and maybe catch Ray on the counter because they had the opportunities. There was a few bursts of speed that Atletico had and I thought, you know, maybe if luck was there. Mandzukic, for me, did you not find him? He's like just evolving into this whiner and complainer. Yeah, he's not
He's evolving into Diego Costa.
Yeah, he's not the player that I think really made his name before he went to Bayern.
Yeah. In that game, in fairness, I mean, he got whacked by Ramos.
He did.
And it was probably accidental, but it's Ramos. So he's probably a calculated accident, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. But beyond that, I showed him, he was tripping.
Carvajal punched him in the chest and then probably bit him as well. Now, in his defense, Mandzukic didn't make anything of it and said he didn't bite me. But you watch the replays. It looks pretty damning.
Yeah.
I think it's Mandzukic saying, and you can appreciate this in a game, all right, I've had this really hard game for 90 minutes. This guy's really upset me. I can't stand him. I want to get some revenge next game. I don't want him banned.
Mm-hmm.
He bit me, he punched me. Yeah. I'm going 2 feet over the ball. First chance I get next game. I'm going to break his legs. I'm going to do him.
Sounds like Diego Costa to me.
Yeah, we can appreciate that. Yeah. It sounds like Costa as well. You know, yeah,
yeah.
Wait, absolutely.
I'm just purely speculating, but I don't know.
Did anything that Real did stand out to you apart from the fact that they didn't score and they had the bulk of possession?
Well, I thought Ramos was brilliant. Really good in that game. And even Varane was good as well.
Bale getting a lot more hate now from Real Madrid fans.
He wasn't very good.
And
you know,
and
in the first half, though, he stood out a lot. There was a couple poor balls, but his speed. There was one possession in particular, which is basically what I'm basing my whole praise on him for that match.
Yeah,
but he took it from deep in his own end. Yeah, I think he was behind the fullback at the time, and then just burst into this top speed sprint up the wing. And every time he touched the ball, he'd put it 20 yards in front of him. And there was always an Atletico defender closer to the ball, and he'd beat them to it every single time. Touch it another 15 yards in front of him, beat them to it. He went the whole length of the pitch, and then
he's suited for the Premier League. And not so much Spain.
See if he's available.
It's too big for them now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but who knows, maybe a swap, Raheem Sterling for Gareth Bale, perhaps?
It's very funny. There's actually rumors of a De Gea for Bale swap.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you're United, let's ask this question, and you can get Gareth Bale, but it means you're losing De Gea.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do it.
I would.
Would you?
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it.
I would do it in a heartbeat as well.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, De Gea's had a great season, but keepers are a dime a dozen.
Not of De Gea's quality.
No, but you know what? They come and go, and form comes and goes,
yep.
And a player of Bale's quality, you would have to do it. There's no doubt in my mind that they would scoop that up.
Especially if it was for relatively even money or within 30 million. I think absolutely you do it.
I don't know. They're doing just fine now with their wide players as it is. Juan Mata and Ashley Young.
I think you ask any Man United fan, they would do it.
I'm not sure. They love the De Gea, man. Yeah, and he's won them at least 7 games this year.
I would say maybe even more than that. Yeah. De Gea has been, without a doubt to me, the best keeper in the Premier League and arguably top 3 in the league, players in the league this season.
He's in the shortlist for PFA Player of the Year.
And you ask United fans about, you know, their purple patch in the 90s and early 2000s, and who was their most important player? There's some wonderful players. Schmeichel was the most important player, you ask.
But they also didn't have the front row power that they have in front of them now.
It's pretty good, man.
For me, it's pretty good. And with all due respect to keepers and what they do and whatnot, I just feel that they are way more replaceable than, you know, being able to acquire a player the likes of Bale and what he could do to change a team and just to change dynamic every game. You can find a keeper, even if, you know, you go down a notch or two to bring Bale into that team. I just think that the team is immediately a lot better.
Here's two guys that in the past 36 months we have talked about as the likes of De Gea, as best in the Premier League right now, on top form. My goodness, didn't think he had it in him. Joe Hart and Simo Mignolet. And you look at two of them now, and if you did keep them or leave them like we did last week for both those clubs, you'd be pretty split.
Well, Mignolet is playing much better now, but I know what you're saying. And I think Joe Hart gets a bad rap as well because he's English. But I know what you're saying.
Shrewsbury Joe.
It's kind of a dumb question. I mean, De Gea or Bale, I mean, they're both wonderful players. And they're both, any team would die to have them. You know, maybe United end up with them both. Who knows? But if you're Gareth Bale, I mean, maybe you went out of Real Madrid because he's
Do you really think
hammered.
He wants out, though?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, he's not being made to feel very welcome there, is he?
I think he knew that going there.
These car parks, right? You keep hearing about, you know, cars being attacked or who's
really
the security in these car parks?
It really is ridiculous, isn't it?
It should be like, I mean, is he a Real Madrid, all right? Surely there's a way to get out of that car park.
This player, and not
this
to
is a cold drone, I know, but.
And not to say that it's come to it or will, but I mean, it's almost like you have to take an insurance policy on these players. Like, what if a fan got enraged and did something and injured this guy? I mean, is a guy that you've spent £100 million on.
That's nothing new. I mean, I've always wondered that. Once we started working together and you'd see Adriano and Ronaldinho and Robinho and the boys back home and how they're just clubbing out all the time. How are they doing this? Like, without $30,000 worth of security every weekend.
They are.
Yeah, so in Spain, that they just haven't had to adopt that yet, but they do in
Italy. Oh, no, but I'm sure they have, though.
Like, walk around the streets of Toronto, punters? Like, it must be difficult, right?
Very good question.
That's why I always wear a hat.
Yeah, I know. Keep it low. Very good question. Make sure you don't get mobbed.
Mm-hmm.
between you and the girlfriend. Just the star power. Just, oh, God.
Hello, Canada. Hey? Following us around all the time.
Do you argue, have arguments like who's more famous?
Absolutely not. She is, without a doubt. And I'm totally clearly. Happy with that.
But totally I know how you are. I think you might argue. You know, I don't see your TV doing a sports show tonight, Elena.
No.
I don't see Punter's doing it either. He's going to the Jays game.
Yeah. I only do it twice a week, actually.
Yeah, 2 days a week. Yeah. Yeah. 17 shows, but twice a week.
Her show's on in 14 countries. Mine's only on in 14.
Yeah, you could travel the world and not be recognized, but she might get recognized. Mm. At least in 14 countries, anyway. What countries?
ITV has Open Heart, I think, in England, and it's also on in Albania. It's on in a couple other places Albania. That they have partnerships
with. So the translation, obviously.
Yeah, well, I don't believe it's dubbed. No, I think it's subtitled.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I can't speak specifically to Albania, but I'm pretty sure in England it's
we'll
subtitled.
Well, ask Ty Domi next time we see him. Isn't he Albanian?
I don't.
He's from Bell River, Ontario, which
is a
suburb of
Windsor. No, but
he's of Albanian
descent, is Ty Domi.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, Google it.
Well, this computer's not working.
The last time we talked about Canadian hockey.
I'm just pretending to be looking stuff up.
last time.
At least that's a complete crap. Where I see Chelsea won seven straight games, 14 goals scored. No.
Last time we talked about Canadian hockey players with Eastern European sounding names. Didn't go so well. So let's move on past that. Aaron Ekblad. Remember that conversation?
Oh, my God. He's American, right?
Canadian boy.
Oh, doctor. Yeah. What about the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Albanian origin. Yes, he is. Ty Domi is of Albanian origin. Right?
So, you're missing your Rangers game tonight. Go watch it, James.
I am. I know. I've PVR'd it. No one better tell me anything about it.
All right.
You're going to send me a text, aren't you, you bastard?
No.
So next time someone sees Ty Domi,
they'll be too busy.
Okay, just ask them if Open Heart in Albania is, because you'll know. All right, let's get back on track, shall we?
Sure.
Remember last week's show was so good?
Yeah. Well, we owe them a bad one, then, a stinker.
We do, Jordan.
Oh, it's early, boys.
Juventus beat Monaco 1-0. Vidal with the penalty, although it was controversial, was the foul outside the box.
Juve involved in a controversial play in the Champions League this late? What?
What are you suggesting?
Sounds like...
What?
I don't know. Just no. I'm saying, expectant. The Champions League is too predictable, Charmin. That's what I'm saying.
1-0 in this tie seems like a huge lead, just because these two teams are so stout defensively, and I hate to use that with Juventus, and it's such a cliche, but obviously they are good defensively. Monaco, I think that most of their games have been under 0.5 this season. So many nil nils, a lot of 1-0. So
are these fake stats or real stats?
These are somewhat fake, somewhat real.
Like Rangan materialized stats. Remember, we used to come in and say, "Oh yeah, Boston got an 87.7% chance. Where'd you get this? Oh, I made it up."
Oh, City. I thought you were talking about Stoke City. What are we talking about here? All right, Monaco, 1-0, Juve.
That
pretty much sets
game.
Up nicely for the second leg as well. You hope that both of those games next week are going to be exciting, because on the other side, in the Wednesday games, probably not so much. Well, at least not the PSG Barca. But
did Tebas announce his future? He's supposed to announce his Juventus future today.
You boys have the interweb in front of you.
No, I don't.
It's a nice tie and shirt combo you got with
not
that.
Not bad, eh? You like it?
Yeah, I think you've worn it before.
Nobody can see
it. Tie looks better, though. Everyone watched the Europa League on Thursday. They've seen him.
I did see
the last 12 minutes of Sevilla.
We had fun, actually, because doing a highlight pack and Craig gave away the score in like the second play.
Oh, nice.
So I just wrote off the rest of the script. It's quite funny. It's comic genius. Comic gold for sports TV.
Well received by the suits, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Back to Juve. Our loyal listeners. No Pogba in this one. I thought it looked pretty good because of that absence. Pirlo back for the first time. Despite.
Oh,
shout
here
out.
We go.
Pedantic Charmin, Pete over there.
The Pogba hater.
I love Pogba.
I do as well.
Big fan of Pogba. I love Pirlo too, but all my Juve supporting friends have been telling me, oh yeah, we love him too, but he's just too slow now. He can't really play in the first team. First chance they get, they put him back in there. He looks half decent. Couple of nice balls over the top.
I'm not just surprised that you have Juve supporting friends, which I had no idea, but that you had friends beyond us in the room and co-workers. I didn't think that there were other
people in my life.
In your life.
No, you're right.
This is just the bashing podcast. Don't start on me.
All right. Once you get a child, you lose all your social history.
I think Monaco
beat
Juventus. Tevez, did he announce his future?
Yeah, Tevez.
Yeah. Monaco would be okay with that result, though, as well, right? Going home, 1-0.
Yeah.
I mean, not getting an away goal.
They're not very good, though, are they?
Well, they're not, but
They're playing with house money right now.
Sure, absolutely. Juventus should go through, and I think that's going to be, you know, better for glamorous semifinals and whatnot, especially if Porto can and pull the job. I mean, you don't want to have Porto-Monaco doesn't really excite me as a potential semifinal. I mean, I think the fact that they both have a shot still is, you know, interesting, and you do want new blood. But I always find that as much as I want new blood to kind of do the thing, you still want those big teams in the semifinals. Sure. Because yeah, wasn't Monaco Porto the final actually when
in 2004 when Jose won,
when
yeah.
Porto won, right?
Yeah. Interesting. I noticed how I put the coach before the team.
Yeah, no, well, that's what we associate it with, sadly, because associate that Porto winning team with yeah. Mourinho and the knee slides and yeah. kind of his arrival on the stage, right?
But even
crazy to think that was, I know. You know,
a Champions League final.
Yeah.
And yeah, 11 years ago. But I remember saying it at that time as well, like, this looks like a UEFA Cup final.
Yeah.
It was 14 years ago today that Gary McAllister scored a goal in the FA Cup semi-final against United or someone huge. 14 years ago. Mm. Jesus, Murphy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was thinking the other day, like, but when I started at the score and whatnot, and for some reason, like when, because it was January 2006, so coming up this January is going to be 10 years, mm-hmm. 10 years that we met.
Is it 10 years?
Crazy. Wow. January.
Jesus.
All right. We're getting old. Punters is 40.
I started that.
Heads are falling
I started
off,
that man. Spring, though. I felt like you had been there longer than me. I started yeah. in May.
January 06.
That year 06.
Right.
We had the
yeah,
World
I remember
Cup.
Those days walking in, yeah. this guy on radio begging for an F1 show.
Yeah.
Begging for it.
That was me. Long before that, I was in archives just begging to archive some F1 footage.
Look at you now.
Hey, I
look
clipped 37,000 clips from that Chinese Grand Prix. Oh, perfect. We'll never use it.
Yeah, we'll never use it. Yeah, I know. Been there, done that. Trust me, B. Carlos Tevez has announced he will be leaving Juve this summer to return to Boca Juniors.
Shocking.
Wow.
Wow. That is actually kind of crazy.
Enjoying a great rumor, season, though. And he craps all over it by announcing this.
Jeez.
Doesn't sound like him, does it?
Apparently he has, though, grown up, and he's got personal issues, high-profile breakup. His daughter lives over there. Ah, whatever. Anyway, he's leaving Juventus. That's a big loss because he's been superb for them this year. He really has. But they'll free up a fair bit of money for Juve to go shopping this summer because they're going to, I think they might qualify for the Champions League this year. It's possible they might do that. The big games came on Wednesday, right? PSG 1, Barcelona 3.
Unbelievable. Wasn't it? Just everything about that game was unbelievable.
Well, the most unbelievable part for me was the injuries and suspensions to PSG. And you haven't got Mata or Verratti. Uh-oh. You haven't got Ibra as well.
Yeah.
They're big issues. Lucas Moura could only play, you know, a few minutes in the second half. I mean, that's an undermanned PSG team against, and it shows the lack of depth, I suppose, as well, but against a Barcelona team that if you give that team the ball, they're going to just toy with you, aren't they?
Every year, I just feel like I get sucked in, and just in general, the public and fans get sucked in to think, oh, this is the year that Barcelona's going to get toppled. And I think that, I don't think so much I thought of it with Man City, but there was that discussion and kind of, oh, City could spring it this year and Barcelona go out and, you know, romp in the first leg. And even though it was only 2-1 against City this year, they still were so dominant right away in the first half that it was like they set the tone and it's done. And against PSG, again, there were kind of those rumblings. I thought, PSG, you know, they're playing well, maybe this. And then Barcelona go out and Suarez is all of a sudden picked up his world-class form again, and here he is. And it's just all you kind of need is for one of those guys between Neymar, Suarez, and Messi to kind of find that peak and find that form, and they look unstoppable because that three-man, that three-pronged monster is just, it's impossible to stop. They just find a way. It really is incredible, the consistency, because every single time that you think that dip's coming from them, they come back and they're great again.
They're better than they were.
And they look like they could pull the league Champions League double again this season, mm-hmm. even though they drew in the league last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. But Messi's got 25 assists this year overall.
Mm.
25. You know, we talk about his goals, but 25 assists, that's ridiculous.
He wants that Ballon d'Or back.
He does, yeah.
He wants
it back.
He's
going the right way about it right now.
He is.
But he has the options in front of him to be able to play provider and still get goals and get the results.
Yeah.
Whereas there's another guy in Spain who doesn't feel as confident with the people in front of him to score the goals, so he takes more shots himself.
I'd say what I think is understated so far this year is how Messi's playing on the right again, not centrally, because Suarez is playing centrally, whereas in previous additions of Barcelona, he hasn't liked playing on the right. You know, they brought in Ibra to play there. It didn't work out. He wanted that position. But now no one's even talking about it. It just works. It works beautifully. You know, he's been so, so good. And Suarez, I mean, I can't say I enjoy watching David Luiz get nutmegged twice. Oh, actually, I do. I really enjoy it. Yeah, but boy, not as much as I do. What superb goals.
It was like Brazil, Germany all over again this week, with Dante and Luiz both looking horrific out there, and the Brazilians just getting, you know, schooled. Suarez, God Almighty, just Luiz having a nightmare twice in a row. It looked like a replay of different sides of it.
Kind of been healthy though. I mean, he comes on the pitch because of Silva.
Yeah,
he couldn't start the game. Yeah. He's just played pretty much a full game. I mean, there may be something to that, but
the peaks and valleys of the last 8 months for that guy, though, for both him and Silva. I mean, from that Germany to how good they were against Chelsea, and you know, both of them scoring, and the way that they came back with 10 men and were able to get through, and you thought they could build on that, and then again go out, lay this egg, and just get thumped at home. Obviously no Ibra, but ties over again over. And you just wonder what this PSG team is. Are they just perennial quarterfinalists in this and gonna kind of battle for league crowns, should win it every year? And
I think the parallels between them and Man City are amazing.
They are, they're very similar.
Right, they both came into the money really quick and were very ambitious with expectations incredibly lofty and, you know, hard to reach. Yet they look great, but there's always that element that sees them slip up before you'd expect them to, or before anyone with that payroll would expect them to. But it's quite telling when you see them go up against Barcelona, who do it every year, who do it when we least expect them to, who come out of slumps against teams far better than the teams that they struggle against. And here they are. It's quite simple. They are not deep enough and not at that level to be a European champion.
And you worry about what happens this offseason, because we know obviously about the manager situation. We don't think he'll be back. And then we talk about Tevez, and he's a kind of player where teams and fans love him when he's there for a couple of years, but it always runs its course and off he goes. And the same with Ibra. Is he going to be back next season? I don't think so.
He's got to finish that incident. Finish the season pitching for the White Sox, and then he'll...
that's a bit of a stretch. Fine. I thought that thing you tweeted.
Is it Jeff Samardzija? Are you kidding me?
It was okay. It's a bit of a stretch.
They look identical.
That's a stretch. Wow.
After the incident, you know, ripping the country. I just don't see him being country, I should say, the forward.
I think MLS could be a destination for him.
Yeah.
I really think he could. He's 33 now, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him in the MLS right now?
Yes.
Oh, he would be dominating.
And he would love it. He would love the attention. He would love being
the
face.
A real fit, isn't it?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
He never tried England though, has he? And he said before that, you know, that's a league that appeals to him. And I think his style would be brilliant in the Premier League. So for a year, I mean, he's 33. He's not going to sign multi-year deals here, but...
Where? Man City?
Well, I mean, who can afford him, right?
Not Man City?
That's really the only spot I see
him. Can they afford him? I don't think that's fair play. We discussed last week.
But I don't think that's good for them. But
we discussed last week, City need to get younger
and
hungrier. And I'm not sure if bringing Ibra and getting younger or hungrier.
Realistically?
Despite
the competition level, I could see him more likely. Man, I was going to say more likely 1 year at Chelsea.
Ibra and Jose?
Yeah.
He likes him.
Again.
He does.
He does like him. But can you see Costa playing beside
Ibra? Absolutely not. But I don't think that would stop
Jose. I think Jose. United could be, if you think about it. I mean, out of the teams that can afford him, there's probably four.
I'd love to see him in the Prem.
So would I.
Just apparently Arsenal almost signed him, but they almost signed everyone apparently. Mm-hmm.
But wasn't that back in the day, like instead of Anelka?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Be interesting, wouldn't it? But I think he's got goals in his boots still. Yeah. I think you're right. I think the fit in MLS is perfect, and do it now before it's too late.
Yeah,
because he'll score like 100,000 goals in a season.
Well, he will in the Chinese Qatari Stars League. So MLS,
I think he might go where the money is. For some the money of Ibra.
So Orlando City,
one of the New York teams, or
Well, LA or King could be leaving LA.
Yeah,
yeah. But if you're like an American soccer
fan, see him falling, Houston Dynamo or Chicago Fire,
Sporting KC and Ibra. But it's never been that way. And it's unfortunate because there's no parity to where the stars go in the league. I mean, Orlando have Kaká, and that's a huge shock, I think, at least to a lot of people. Sorry?
Kyle Larin, too.
Yeah. Is that Dobby's cousin?
By the way,
no,
boy.
Luke Bowden.
Oh.
That's no shot at Kyle Larin, by the way. Just making a poor joke.
Breck Shea.
Kyle Larin is a very good story.
Well, you look at the roster in New York City.
His first goal right off his chest last week.
Yeah. You look at New York City FC and, a couple of big names and a couple of internationals.
And you're looking like, of course.
And then it's...
Be Dunlop. You know, it's like Samardzija and Ibra. You can't tell. Exactly. They're right there again.
Don't forget, you can see Blue Jays baseball coming up tonight on Sportsnet 1.
Yes. I said, and the Braves are in town this weekend, too.
Yes.
I said that as well.
All right. So we'll be there Friday if you see me and... You going tomorrow or no?
No,
just actually, I got a picture here of a batting practice.
Come buy me a beer.
Yesterday.
Did you go?
I didn't. I was working here, but I was on the big screen on the Jumbotron.
Sweet.
What were you doing that for? You did soccer highlights at?
No, I think they just brought in the Sportsnet feed, I guess.
At the Jumbotron. At the game.
Batting practice?
Yeah.
Cool.
And someone snapped that of you and texted.
Well, my buddy did, who actually works there.
Oh, Scott Clay?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's right.
Scott Gunner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one. See, look. This is a lovely picture.
Nobody can
this
see
is great
it.
For the pod.
Yeah, you should put it up as the pod picture.
That's me on the Jumbotron.
I don't think that will get
no one really cares.
No,
I
do.
I think that's pretty good. So they were just basically just testing the feed.
I guess they
and
were. Yeah.
Your ugly mug talking about what was that?
I'm sure Jerry and Craig there as well, but
yeah. No, it looks like it's paused. Like it's PVR paused. There's a either that's the snipe on the bottom or that's actually the play record.
This is the worst podcast for a while, isn't it?
But Barcelona, no, it's a snipe. That's just showing a thing. They had it up there. They're pumping in Sportsnet pregame.
Exactly. And that's right.
Yeah, own them.
Porto Bayern Munich. Okay, so move on here. Porto Bayern Munich. He mentioned Dante. I mean, it's rare that you ever see Bayern make any defensive miscues. Three in that game.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Today, they I'm not sure if they fired or they resigned, but their entire medical staff has left Bayern Munich today.
Really?
They're apparently being blamed for the loss by
that is
be
shocking.
It Pep or be it upper management.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. And one guy's, the doctor's been there since 1977.
Wow.
And he's left.
It's,
I mean, there's lots of injuries.
Scapegoat, right?
Totally.
But as in, broke the camel's back.
Such an interesting result because it's the kind of game where you think, well, Porto have been so good at home. They've been so good in the Champions League. They've been so good at home. But then you always think that Bayern have that in them to kind of go in there and just run rampant like they did against Real Madrid in the semifinals last year and how they, you know, how they always have that in them. And it was the opposite. I mean, it's so rare to see that happen against them. Two goals inside 10 minutes. They get one back, think, okay, that's good. Give up that third. And it's sitting perfectly situated for an amazing second leg.
For a 2-0 Bayern win.
Possibly, but I mean, Porto have it in them to go there and score, and Bayern have this defensive issues, and if Porto go get one all of a sudden, they need three to get to extra time.
This Porto team, I like this Porto
They're
team
really, really exciting.
Julen Lopetegui is a really good manager.
You see a picture we showed in the broadcast yesterday? It's from 1996, and it's a Barcelona team, and the four managers in the Champions League this week were all on that team.
Oh, really?
See Lopetegui, Enrique,
Pep.
Pep.
Yeah.
And, where are we here? Pep and,
Who's the fourth
one? Oh, Blanc.
Oh, Blanc, yeah.
Yeah, isn't
that? I couldn't remember what year he left.
And Jose was in the same picture as well.
Yeah.
And also, Paul Le Guin was also on that team, who's coached to much success in France. Mm-hmm. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. What a pipeline.
Five top quality managers in the same 11, let alone the same squad.
Mm-hmm. Luis Enrique has really surprised me. I mean, you saw the doubts. Was it last season or early this season?
It was early this season.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Remember the big blow up with Messi, apparently?
Right.
Sociedad lost start of the year, I think it was, and he was going to be on the way out, they said.
I'm honestly surprised that they have, you know, built this renaissance that they have in the last little while.
It helps when you have
are unbelievable.
It does. And all of a sudden, I mean, I think we've talked about all season, it's kind of been that thought that the three favorites for the Champions League would be Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich in what order, and that kind of changes. It was Bayern for a bit, Real for a bit. I think now, this week, Barcelona again lay down the gauntlet and say that they are the favorites because it's questionable if Bayern or Real even get through, and if they do, I mean, the way that Barcelona's playing, again, they're the ones to beat. It really is quite the stunning turnaround again for that team. I know we mentioned it before, but
when we see Ricardo Quaresma lifting that trophy, though,
during
the six, you'll be surprised. He has been great.
What were you saying yesterday on the broadcast? He was at Al Ahly or something not long ago, and
he was written off. But how many clubs?
Yeah,
how many clubs? He was great back in 2006, 2007, right?
Didn't make the World Cup team.
Hate him when he played for Portugal against England. Yeah. Great
diver, wasn't he?
Yeah,
flipping and flopping.
God,
and you can deny the skill set.
Yeah,
but he's grown up. Apparently, he's backtracking now. Lopetegui can rely on him. He's only in there because Teo's out.
Yeah.
You can't drop him now, can you?
A couple of years in Turkey, I think, and off the grid really did him well.
And what I love about the stage of the Champions League is that they're right back at it next week, and it's like the Wednesday match is played Tuesday. So you have 6 days. I mean, on Tuesday, again, we're going to get that Bayern-Porto second leg, which is awesome. It's perfect. I think we had 3 weeks in between last one because there was, eight matches, and they took a week off, and that doesn't let it really... You know, it takes away that immediate simmering, where this is like, you're right at it. You got a league game this weekend and then back to that. You got to fly to the other country, and it's going to just bring it to such a boil. This might be the best week of the Champions League all season coming up.
And that gives Porto the advantage in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. There's not, it does. Rather than wait a few weeks and Bayern can regroup and whatnot, right back at it. It's a good point.
We'll see what Bayern's injury situation is, but I still think going to the Allianz Arena.
Yeah, so you saw that yesterday. Yeah.
The Bayern.
I don't think they're getting through. I think Porto's going to find a way.
I would actually love to see that, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
They have to batten down the hatches in such a way that we've seen very few teams do. I think Bayern
You know what? I think that would be a mistake. I think they go there and it's easy to say, but try to play the same, because if you can get that goal, all of a sudden you're in such a good position. Even three against, then you're going extra time. I think that Porto have to go and play the way that got them there, and I think that they should and could do that, and if they do that, they'll be in a great spot.
Moving on from Champions League talk, big news this week was Jurgen Klopp announcing he's leaving Borussia Dortmund.
Man. Our boy.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Suddenly a lot of clubs and a lot of managers are very uneasy.
Well, we've expected it for a couple seasons.
It's time. He says it's time. I think it's time.
I mean, I think this season in general. I think what I say, to me, it's just, it's unfortunate to see that era end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, it's understandable, but it was such a...
It'd be good to see them get one good year out of them, though. One more good year.
It would have been.
With Royce.
I just think he sees the writing on the wall of...
Hummels, right? Because this year's been a very poor year.
He knows that there's no way that they can recapture...
And the rebuild, is he up for that? He's got to capitalize on his peak, you know, right now with...
It is the right time to go,
really. It's the right time.
Sadly for Dortmund fans.
So where does he go? That's a question. City, the sources say they're going to stick with Pellegrini. They're eyeing Pep in a year from now, right? That's what they're doing. But I still think, obviously, he'd be a good fit anywhere. But for me, and it's funny because they're playing so well right now, and Arsenal are back to where they should be competing for a title. But if you're Arsenal, you got Arsene Wenger, who's not getting any younger, and this guy doesn't come around every day.
If Arsenal were fifth right now, I think that it would be almost like we'd be thinking slam dunk. But
even now, even if they finish second, even if they win the FA Cup, and I... like Arsene Wenger, but you got to look long term here. How many more years is he going to be at the club?
And how
anyway?
Many chances are you going to get? Because you can't let this opportunity slip by. Yeah,
it's going to be really a tough call.
It's not going to be Man United. It's not going to be Chelsea. But... So you kind of think, is it Man City? It's not going to be Liverpool. It's Man City or Arsenal. The two
options. But it's going to be
England,
right?
He said that for a while.
He wants to.
So
coach
is it anyone other than Man City or Arsenal? Like you can't fathom it. Man United aren't going to fire Van Gaal now.
Well, but people are saying that he loves the emotion and the raw emotion of football, and therefore Liverpool would be an opportunity.
Okay, Burnley.
But it's got to be Champions League, so that rules out Liverpool.
I think you're overlooking one easy team here.
Aston Villa?
Got a manager with way too much on his plate. They've spent a ton of money. They haven't started the season very well. I mean, Greg Vanney's got to be looking over his shoulder right now. Really got to be looking over his shoulder.
He's probably a bit nervous. You're right. Yeah. A little, you know. No, he's not doing a sabbatical, apparently, so it wouldn't be TFC.
Arsenal would be incredible, and I think the best situation for him. I mean, you'd have to assume that he would go in there with as much, creative control as they've allowed Wenger for all the years, and I think that's the best situation for him.
I think most Arsenal fans would agree. Come along.
Royce did re-up mid-season, didn't he? When they were really struggling, Royce re-signed.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Just guarantees a transfer fee. But
yeah. But I mean, I look at that as far as loyalty is concerned. That's a good move on his part.
It is a very good move. Yeah, Hummels though, is on his way. Gundogan's on his way as well. So if they end up following Royce, that's some leverage for Royce for Klopp. Sorry, wherever he ends up, if they want
Arsenal would be great. I don't think they're smart enough.
Crazy summer.
I don't think Arsenal's smart enough to do it. They literally should throw everything at the kitchen sink at him just to get him, and I don't think they would.
Reading this weekend, they should cruise through there. The other FA Cup semi-final, Liverpool against Aston Villa.
Sunday morning, Chelsea, Man United, Saturday as well.
Saturday in the league.
You're going to watch it in your Anfield robe in the comfort of your own home?
I haven't got a robe. I've got boxer shorts, though.
Oh, okay. Well, if you'd like to put pants on and come join the Aston Villa supporters
club. Sunday morning?
I'm going to watch it with the Villa boys at the Banknote. So if you're in the Toronto area and you want some class suffering on a Sunday morning, come join... the Villa boys.
What time is the game on Sunday morning?
10 a.m.
10. Oh, 10. That's not bad.
Good breakfast. Very good breakfast.
Are you getting paid by Banknote?
Not at all. No, I just like the club.
I've been there before as well. It's a very nice pub, actually.
No, I meant the supporters club.
I know. I'm sure it's nice, too. Yes. How many people come out of those games?
For that, I would expect on Sunday to get 25, 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm not being disrespectful.
But on an honor.
It's okay. The Sheffield
United. I thought you were going to say like 200 people.
No. The Sheffield United Supporters Club in Toronto has about six members, and four of them's last name are Dobby. So, yeah, there's one other guy who usually comes out when we get a big game.
Yeah, I give the guys a lot of credit because a lot of them do not live in the city and come from well far. There's a big Burlington contingent that
we know
every other week. Let's say, no, we don't actually know them. But that come every other week. The chairman, ex-chairman, was from Guelph. The current chairman's from Newmarket and comes down all the time. So there's guys that put the miles in, but you get more than a dozen, and it's a good day.
You wear your Villa shirt when you go down there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're half Villa, half QPR?
Oh, okay. It's a three-quarter split. Portugal's in there as well.
Oh, my word.
I tell you, if the day that Villa signs a Portuguese international, that's the half and half jersey I'm making.
Chelsea, Man United, very quickly. United have won twice in 16 games at Stamford Bridge. Playing well now with the world-class Ashley Young. Combining so well with the world-class Marouane Fellaini. It is something, though, isn't it? It really is something.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game.
It's certainly going to be a game.
I bet Chelsea kill it off, and they'll show why they're champions in Reading.
I don't think so. No, I would.
They just keep winning ugly, winning late. I mean, even against QPR, but it's like, oh, you think that slight glimmer if it finishes 0-0 and maybe, and it's the titles.
I think but Chelsea has to play to get a result here. They can't treat it like they have the last 4 weeks, and leave.
Would you be shocked
if
they won 1-0 with like an 80th minute goal and just kind of?
Absolutely not.
No, of course not.
But I do think that it's going to be harder for them to keep it scoreless for 70 minutes if they don't. Have a go themselves.
And you know what? Man United has nothing to lose because top four is guaranteed. And we kind of talked about last week, second or fourth. Who really cares? I mean, Man United can go there and they have to go there and try to win it to, keep those fading, I don't even think the most ardent of fans will
aspirations
say that they have title
top
hopes. But
Chelsea at the pinnacle, not going to happen. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I still think Chelsea will show us, despite their recent mediocrity, they'll show us why they're going to be champions. And they'll it's going to be an awful game.
Yeah.
Watch it on Sportsnet noon on Saturday.
Yeah. It's a great sports day on Saturday.
Amazing sports day.
Wow. That Raptors game one, Jays, NHL draft lottery.
Let's go through some.
Leafs
are gonna 8 o'clock, right?
Saturday night.
All right. Actually, got a tweet. Actually, a guy was loving the NHL references in the podcast. So
all right.
There's one right there. Boom.
Good.
Saturday, 8 p.m. on Sportsnet.
7:30?
It's 7:30.
No, thanks for coming out.
Well, the build-up is 7:30, right? The pre-show, but the actual draw is 8 p.m. It's the CBC, is it? Okay. Yeah.
It might, sure, the draw might be right at 8, but the Rangers and Penguins are the game following, so I'd imagine that, they might drag it out a little bit.
Regardless.
Bill Daly has
to
say.
It could be a special day for Leaf fans. 9.5% chance,
All right.
Good. Let's go through some tweet questions quickly here.
How long are we going?
Real quick.
Real quick.
We told them we'd ignore them. So.
I know. Oh, my God. If Balotelli's time is done at Anfield, what does the future hold for the Italian
MLS
striker? That's
prison.
Brandon Wayne. He'll get sold somewhere for about £10 million.
No?
Or prison could be a good call as well.
It just seems like
MLS.
He could go back to Italy.
Well, that's as bad
as
prison.
Thing. There's enough managers out there, Vigos, who think they could be the guy to turn this guy around. There's enough of them. He will get a job somewhere. And he won't walk for free. He'll be at £10 million. And he'll do the same thing again wherever he ends up.
Yeah. If you're Joey Saputo, do you not look at $8 million and throw it at Balotelli? I would.
Why not?
Best player not on the PFA list.
Mario Balotelli.
PFA award shortlist came out today.
Yeah. So it was Hazard, Costa, Kane, Sanchez, De Gea.
And Coutinho.
And Coutinho.
God, your memory's incredible.
I would say it's Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, likely. I mean, he's joint top scorer with Costa and Kane, right?
Is he joint top?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
maybe he would last year. Lloris, though, is a good pick. I like Lloris. This is Alex Ryback asking this question. Ryan Giggs won the Young Player of the Year award.
What?
It's a joke. Remember that year that Ryan Giggs won the award?
Yeah.
He'd done nothing all
it
year?
It was ridiculous because it was last season.
Last season.
Hazard's going to win Player of the Year, right? I mean.
Yeah.
You'd think so.
And Kane should win Young Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Although Hazard's up for that as well.
And Courtois.
It'd be one of those stupid things where he wins the
year. Win that.
Senior
Bale got it, right?
Yeah.
Bale did that.
Yeah,
a couple years
ago. He didn't win Young Player.
Daniel Ruiz, does Montreal come away with a win at the Azteca? Nope.
No.
No. When is that first leg? Next week?
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
Yep, next Wednesday.
You know what, though? It'd be nice if they at least, even if they lose like 2-0 and come home with something to play for, as long as they don't get absolutely thrashed.
Yeah. You going up for the second leg?
Am I working wise?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we should schedule a social
gathering.
To
Ottawa for the Tampa Bay Rowdies game.
Thomas Rongen,
the TR Derby.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get that off as well. Just book it off.
It depends on what the plans are for TFC's home opener. If I'm working, it's a Sunday, right?
What would you rather do? Hang out with Rongen?
I'd rather get paid. Keep my job. All right, we're out of time. Check out sportsnet.ca for all the information you need.